You're listening to the BBC. I'm Jonathan Griffin. After every US school shooting where students and staff are killed, there's inevitably a wave of conversations in its aftermath about gun control laws. Shootings at Columbine High School, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, and California State have all generated repetitive debates on US laws surrounding firearms. But the recent attack at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida was the deadliest school shooting since 2012. And this time, there's something noticeably different in the gun control debate. The BBC's Kelly Lee Cooper joins me now.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Kelly. Tell me why this particular shooting has affected so many students. Why are they taking a stand now?
Well, this is the first time we've really seen students speak directly to lawmakers, politicians and the media. Over the past few days, they've taken to social media and they're really trying to use platforms like Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter to make their voices heard. We've seen a lot of different hashtags, things like hashtag never again, hashtag gun control now, which we've not really seen before. One campaign in particular that caught my eye is one called hashtag me next. Now, this was started by a student in New York State called Violet Massey Varica. It went viral after her mum Liz posted a photograph of her holding a sign onto Facebook. I spent time this week speaking to lots of different teenagers across the US and they all had quite similar messages. They're speaking out and rejecting this new normal, which is what they've grown up with all their entire lives. They feel helpless that nothing is being done to make them feel safe in school.